Sane. You know, this hour's hot. Next hour's going to be sane. So, Boris, first off, all the MSNBC and CNN spending their time on is not the meltdown of the banking system. It is President Trump, potential indictment on the Stormy Daniels situation. What's going on here?
Steve, honor to be with you. Honor to be with the posse. What is going on is President Trump did absolutely nothing wrong. President Trump did everything right. There was no crime, no affair, and there was extortion of the president by Stormy Daniels, the porn actress, and potentially in cahoots with his former disgraced attorney, Michael Cohen. That's all there is. And Manhattan DA knows it, and let's be honest, the libs know it. You've got MSNBC opinion pieces out there saying, please don't do this. This is the weakest case. Rick Hazen, who's left of Mao Zedong, is saying, please, please don't do this. The other cases are better, which they're not. They're all a joke. This is a disaster for the Democrats. And if I truly hope, honestly hope, the Manhattan DA gets smart, gets at least some religion and honestly some objectivity.
Impossible.
And looks
impossible.
At the nonsense impossible. Of the case and decides to move against any action against President Trump. Because again,
it gives Trump the primary.
Well, you'll give President Trump the presidency, no doubt about it. Nelson Mandela. Okay? But here's the deal. The key witness for the prosecution for the DA in this case would be none other than disgraced, disbarred, felon, perjurer, Michael Cohen. And as we know from the Pomerantz book, that's the last thing Alvin Bragg wanted to do. Why is he changing his mind? Because he had some pressure from the Democrats. But now even the Dems are coming out and saying don't do this. So this whole endeavor is a total joke. Just like in every other hoax, President Trump did nothing wrong.
The reason they're getting pressure is they've seen the polling where Trump's starting to spread. One of the reasons that the banking system's in meltdown. Talk to me about the Fed doing a backdoor. It's all bailout. The Fed's doing a backdoor bailout with opening up the discount window and just shoveling free money into these banks because the banks are insolvent. That's why they're doing it. The banks are insolvent. I hate to use the I word, but they're insolvent, just like SVB was insolvent last year, and they didn't have the courage to tell anybody about it. Boris Epstein, thoughts?
Which, by the way, is illegal, right? Because they're under a legal obligation to report that very pertinent fact of being insolvent. My thoughts are, Steve, that we've been saying this for over two years now. It took Joe Biden just a couple of months to completely destroy, and it's not Joe Biden, he's so hopeless, but Joe Biden and his comrades to destroy our country. We don't have a functioning economy. We don't have a functioning banking system. We don't have a functioning southern border. We don't have a functioning military. Just look at Afghanistan. The level of rot in our country all across the board isn't troubling. It isn't sad. It is frightening. And that's why we need President Trump back as soon as possible. And as you said, Steve, that's why he's up 41 in New Hampshire, 30 points nationally, dominating up in Florida. Yeah, by the way, a real poll came out of Florida, but just last week I said to you, hey, maybe that's the University of North Florida poll isn't quite up to snuff. Emerson today, President Trump up by over the margin of error in the state of Florida from Emerson.
Yeah, that makes sense. No, you can see, and by the way, the most powerful mall, in fact, we're going to have Richard Barris on here to talk about Arizona in the next, the Rasmussen poll. But the Rasmussen poll on Trump's favorability is a monster poll because it shows you East Palestine and President Trump focusing. He just put another great policy video. These policy videos are amazing because it's separating out. It's comparing and contrasting the other guys running, right? They're amazing.
Speaking
and there
of
should
videos,
be more of them. Yeah.
Speaking of videos. Yeah. Everybody's seeing it because just this morning, YouTube and Google announcing that President Trump is now back on the platform. Why? Because they know that he's on a march back to the White House and they can only keep him down for so long.
Amen. Boris, what's your social media? How do people get to you over the weekend?
Steve, thank you so much. My information, the website is hot, BorisCP.com. Sign up right now, BorisCP.com. Hot on Getter at BorisCP. Twitter at BorisCP. Hot on True Social at Boris and the hottest demographic. Boris_Epstein. Stay strong. God bless. And Shabbat Shalom.